This is Healers Helping Healers radio show. Thanks for listening.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the show. I'm so excited that you're here. My name is Kira Schaefer, and we are going to talk manifestation in good ways. But we're also just kind of helping ourselves get into that alignment right now. So first off, I want to just quickly just take a moment, take a couple deep breaths, know that this is your time, this is your space to just unwind and allow yourself the opportunity to feel at ease inside of your body, outside of your body, in your thoughts, in your consciousness. Good. Just a couple good deep breaths, really letting it go down deep into your belly. And if you want to, you can even imagine that you're breathing in and out through the bottoms of your feet. I'm telling you, this really helps me because I sometimes forget. And so we want to just take a couple more good deep breaths. Let yourself get into the energy that we're wanting to create right now. And that energy is just a feeling of knowing that good things are on their way to you. They are happening. Everything is in right order. If you're listening to this, you might have been having that question, you know, I'm feeling kind of impatient. I kind of want everything to come right now. I kind of, you know, why isn't it here yet? And I'm going to invite you just to open up to the possibility that that's just a little message for you, that you're just able to take a moment, take a step back, and ease into the process of knowing that everything is in divine right timing. So letting yourself be with these moments. That's right. Good. I'm going to do a little card pull here just from the Enchanted Tarot deck because I feel like I want to just find out if there's any messages that our guides have for us today. Because if there are, then wouldn't it be nice if we knew what they were? So this is for everyone here. So let's see what comes up for you. This is the card. All right. The Chariot is the major arcana card from the Enchanted Tarot. And these cards are really beautiful, by the way. I love it. And by the way, the number of this card is the number 7, which is one of my favorite numbers for sure. And it's a very sacred number. Okay, so this one is just to read from the book. In order to triumph, you must take the reins of control and not let go. Enlist the help of the forces of nature in your quest. Right now, there is no room in your life for emotion, just single-minded concentration on your goal. But as you grow in the ability to meet life's challenges, remember to remove the defensive mask you have made for the world to see and fear. Oh boy! So we want to release any of those masks at the same time, remembering that we are in control of our yoke, that we are in control, and that if we let ourselves veer off and lose focus, that you know, we can course correct, of course, every single step of the way. At the same time, it's really, really important that we also just reconnect with what is our focus, what is our journey, what are we wanting to do. So keeping that in mind as we go forward. Now, there are some really already great things we had out on our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/healershelp. So please go out there, join our group. But out there, I asked the question, what do you want to manifest? And I came back with so many good responses from our friends in that group. And I'm going to go through every one and we're going to amp up the energy because if you are able to really hook in, there's a lot of things that those people are wanting that you're wanting as well. So let's just have kind of a group energy session here where we can really, really increase the momentum. Now, I do have a caller on the line, so I'm going to go ahead and just ask and see if they have any need for any insights or want any prayers around their manifestations. So your last 4 digits of your phone number are 2433. If you feel drawn, please feel free to speak up. And you're on the air. So. Yeah. Hi. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
I'm doing really well. And who am I talking to?
My name is Laurel. I just actually called in to listen, but do you want me to ask a question?
I mean, if there's anything that you're wanting to manifest and we can get you some either insights or get some prayers or get some energy underneath it.
My perfect mate.
Your perfect
mate.
The man
of my dreams. The man of my dreams.
I love it. I love it. So what is the man of your dreams? What is he like? What is he going to be like?
Oh, he's going to be kind and thoughtful. Mm-hmm. And he's going to be in love with me, and I'm going to be in love with him. And he's going to be, I don't know, he's just going to be just a good person. Just a really good self. Doesn't lie, mm-hmm. doesn't cheat, does all the... Mm-hmm. I mean, I understand people are human, but he's going to be a good guy.
Yeah, 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 we're totally flawed, you know?
I mean,
that's okay.
I don't know, I don't have my list in front of me, but...
Oh, okay, but you do have a list.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. Oh, good, girl. I love that. You know, I made a list for my husband. It took me 6 years to get him, but I made my list.
Wow.
I went outside. I spoke it to the universe, and I said, hey, bring him to me, and they did, and I was even tricky with the universe. I said, universe, I want to make sure that he can juggle. And I met my husband, and I was like, ooh, he's got all these qualifiers, but can he juggle? And I just let it go. And then one day, standing in the kitchen, and he pulled out 3 pieces of fruit, and he started juggling. And this is
after I had
already decided. I know. It was awesome. It was already after I decided I was in love with him and was going to completely forgive him for not being able to juggle. So... So
wow.
Your perfect mate is absolutely out there, and he is on his way to you. And as you already know, getting into the energy of what it'll be like every day. You know, every day isn't, you know, perfect romance, and we don't always come out smelling clean every single moment of every day. But enjoying even those moments where we don't know what we're doing, and we have that argument or we have that disagreement, and still loving that person in that space and enjoying, you know, the highs and the lows and all the in-betweens, but feeling that person, you know, feeling that connection with him and calling to him every single day without any resistance. You know, he's there. I can feel him. I really can. And I'm excited. So I think it's going to be no problem, honey. I'm excited for you. So we're just sending out that good energy. Everyone that's listening right now, everybody that's listening to the recording, we're going to put that energy up under our new friend here and just allowing that positive attraction, bringing that to you now. You're very welcome, darling. Is there anything else?
I wish happiness for my friends and family, and I always wish abundance for them too, you know, and we all wish for to be ahead in the world, so we're not thinking of I guess good job, and but I love my job, so just get ahead and not have to worry about money. That would be a good thing, you know.
Awesome. Well, you got it, girl. You got it.
You?
Keep on shining your light.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Keep listening.
I will.
All right. So thank you so much. And so we're going to go right into our Facebook friends and go into talking about some of the things that they're wanting. And we've got a lot here, so I'm really excited. Okay, so Jan W., I'm not going to do all their names, their last names, because I'm just going to honor that. Forgiveness of others and self. And we all know how powerful forgiveness is and how beautiful it is. But there's something in forgiveness, right? There's some resistance in that. In order to have forgiveness, we have to have judgment. So if we are finding ourselves in places of judgment, please keep in mind that there really is no forgiveness. when we're no longer judging the situation, the person, or the concept that we're faced with. So we can just allow ourselves to know that it is what it is, and we're moving in the direction that we're wanting, and that forgiveness is already here. It's already here. You don't even have to try it. And Jan, I already know you know this. You got this, girl. I love it. So, Juliana, hey, you want money. I love money. Money is amazing. Money is good. You know, and we can tend to have so many different beliefs about money and being able to sustain ourselves and making sure that we are doing what we need to do and getting out of our way. And we can put a lot of energy into it. But what I do know is that you are a beautiful, bright, shining light, darling, because I've seen you all over our Facebook group, and we've connected a little bit here and there. And you really, if anybody deserves to have piles and piles of money abundance, girl, you are it. So keep shining, because you really do have a beautiful spark of light in you. And I've seen it, and I'm just so excited to know you. So money loves that kind of energy. It loves that kind of happiness and joy. Money loves connection and communication. And so you're already on your way to that for sure. And there were some little funny exchanges there with you and Andrew Ecker, you know, for looking in the couch and things. But good. So Laura W., manifesting a new beautiful home for my family. We're ready to move to the next phase of our life. And that means finally moving into a house with appliances. So that would be really good. Having appliances is really, really helpful, Laura, for sure. And really good appliances too, not just, you know, something that that a Harvest Gold refrigerator from 1971, you know, something like that, but really like good stuff, right? So you are wanting to manifest that and create that beautiful home. So releasing any resistance around that, pulling the energy in for that, seeing that beautiful home, being, imagining that that's where you go every single day, so much so that you're just bored by the fact that you're already in this beautiful home, because it's just something that is there. It is happening. It has happened. Look at what's already done, you know, and not just asking the universe, but allowing it to come to you. It's right here. I can feel it. It's right here in front of you. And all you have to do is just, you know, put your hand out and touch it. And I mean, I can even see you. I can even see you touching your new home and remembering, you know, what the entire experience that you had with creating it and how blessed you are to have it and how amazing it was that it came to you out of nowhere, out of the blue, you know, and running your hand over that new beautiful range or running your, you know, opening up the refrigerator and just feeling the coolness from it and just being in that complete and total feeling and energy and then saying, okay, universe, you got me. You got me. I don't have to, I can just put me where you want me, dear God, you know, put me where you want me because I am completely enamored with this idea of having everything that I want and more. And I'm so grateful that I no longer have to play in the illusion because the world is unfolding at my feet and I need do nothing and good things come to me. So good. So Andrew E, you want to have a fully self-sustaining regenerative community. And I'm sorry, I did say your last name when I was talking before, but fully self-sustaining regenerative community. You know what? I got to say, I don't quite know what that means. I'm thinking maybe that means that you want to build something amazing with people and create some really powerful experiences together. And then also to helping to give back, because that's the only purpose of community is to find ways to, not the only purpose, but one main purpose is to find ways to lift up the world in various ways, even if it's just a small corner of the garden that we own. And so that is coming because, I mean, obviously, you know how to connect with people. I can feel that you know how to connect with people. You like to have fun. You like to kid around. You like to enjoy the process, everything that's unfolding for you. So I have no doubt. Just keep shining. I love it. Martina M., abundance for my little family and my parents. I love that. So no problem, Martina. You've got this. You know, that money, that abundance of love and connection and relationship, it is coming to you. And if it's not already here, it's on its way, because I can feel it already being there. It is already there, Martina. It is already there for you. Good things are already in creation for you. Again, I see this for every single person I'm talking to right now. I can see it. It's all right there in front of you. This is not a new concept for you guys. You are all healers. You know it's right there. And we get a little bit jacked up about the veil. You know, we think, oh, but I can't see it, but I can't feel it, but I don't know where it is. And I can't touch it, taste it, smell it. I want it in my bank, you know, whatever. I want that money in my bank account. I'm done with this, you know, kind of getting a sense of it. No, let's I get that. But let's go ahead and continue to let it build momentum inside of us until it just pops. And then all of a sudden it's like, what? You know, allow yourself to feel the possibilities. I've been feeling something coming for me. Yesterday was really, really strong. And I'm like, I don't know what that is. I'm just going to keep moving in the direction that feels right to me. And I'm going to just keep building my community, you know, building my friendships, building my connections, building, you know, honoring people and giving to people and doing whatever I can do for people, because right now God has blessed me with the opportunity to be able to do this and to trust this, and has taken me through courageous experiences all along the way where I've had to continue to choose Him over and over and over again, other than the illusion. And each time I choose Him, good things happen. Each time I choose Him, good things happen. Each time I choose Him, good things happen. And so I'm just continuing to put one foot in front of the other. Each day takes care of itself. And so that abundance will come in and flow by the mountains if that is the right thing for you. And it is. And if anything, my darling, you've got it in love. And that is really all that matters. Good. My dearest Vicky M. Ever increasing abundance for all types, for self and all those who I come in contact with. And you know what, darling? You in particular are the abundant gift that when people come into contact with you, they receive. You are that. You are that. And I want to connect that with every single person that is on our Facebook group, every single person that's listening to this live, every single person across the board that's listening to this recording, every single person that I want you guys to know. I am telling you, some of the things, we've got a 7-day challenge going on in our Facebook group right now. It's 7 days. 7 days, 7-day challenge. And I have learned more about you guys in that 7 days. I am enthralled. I am enamored. I am overjoyed. I'm completely in love with you guys. So Vicky, you in particular are the abundant gift, right, that people come into contact with. I'm going to say that about our entire group as well, because you guys have chosen to be healers in this world. You have chosen to connect up with that divine light. You have chosen to do the hard work. You have chosen, in many cases, to release or relinquish the illusion of the physical world so that you could step into your power as a healer to continue to help others. And even at your own sacrifice in many ways, which a child of God suffers needlessly or sacrifices not, you know, just remember that I know that you've also taken a little bit of a vow of poverty in some cases, some of you have, that needs to be released right now. But I get that there have been sacrifices that you have made in order to promote your craft, but that is done. That is done right now. Release all poverty contracts right this second. They are all released. They are all done. They are all completed. You need not do that anymore. You can still be of service and still be of help and still be a millionaire. So we're releasing any of those old confines, old chains, old hindrances this very moment. You are directing your chariot, my dearest darlings. Okay, good. So we've got Vicky, darling, sweet angel. All right. Then we also have, let's see, we have Christina B. She wants tuition money, a down payment for a new car. I'm going to say new car. She's newer car. No, no. We want you to have a new car, baby. Meeting a particular person that I cannot name yet. Basically, abundance with ease. Yes. Yes, Christina, it is coming for you. It is totally here for you. It's not coming for you. It's here for you. Tuition money. Oh, I love that. I love how one of my favorite things is how the universe shows up and how scholarships happen and how grants happen and how you're a woman and how you can get those things really easily and how you can let yourself be in such alignment that you do get those things easily and that there's zero resistance to it and that you deserve to have that. You deserve to have that powerful, beautiful, amazing education. And how, and if you're not getting tuition money for yourself, you're getting it for your kids maybe or something like that. Just remember that you are creating a better world by receiving that money for that education. So that's good. And then that down payment for a new car, and Deepak Chopra talks about this too. It's, you know, when you're manifesting something and we think it's, oh, it's superficial. Well, it's not, because it's creating jobs. It's creating opportunities. It's creating a community effect when we get into alignment with drawing in our abundance. And so that abundance comes to you. Wouldn't it be neat if somebody just hands you a new car? I saw it on The Price is Right the other day. It happens all the time, apparently. You know, all we need is a little bit of a, oh, hey, that happens. You know, do you have to be on The Price is Right? No. I've seen people get new cars for less. So it's something to keep in mind and to remember that. What's kind of funny is that I think there was a quote. You know, it's kind of like the shoot with the stars, get the moon kind of thing. But to remember that, you know, there is something around gravity. So we have to get really high above it, and then we're going to kind of go to where we really want to be. So get above your goal. Make your goal insanely abundant and amazing. And then you're going to get somewhere between there, you know, in a good way, or more than you ever expected, you know. So it's coming. It's happening. It's there for you. I believe it. Abundance with ease. And the easier you are, right? The easier you are on yourself, releasing all deadlines, timelines, all that stuff. Just let that go. Keep it in your mind for just if you, you know, kind of need to do logistical types of things, but let it go. You know, it's something that needs to happen. Remember that God has your back. Remember that good things are coming to you. Better things are happening for you than you can even imagine. God that holds galaxies together is orchestrating that perfection in your life right now. So Christina, you're going to get what you want. It's just a matter of perfect and divine right timing. And we're not in control of that. Cindy H, taking my business to the next level with ease and joy. Yes, 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 yes. Taking it to the next level. You are moving on up. I hear the Jeffersons in my head. Moving on up to the east side. Okay, so sorry. That's just what I hear. I don't know. I don't. Maybe that means something for you, Cindy. I don't know. But it's fun to me. So taking your business to the next level with ease and joy, and it needs to be easy and it needs to be joyful. Otherwise you're going to get there and either you're going to be like, oh God, why did I work so hard for this? Because I'm not, you know, it wasn't what I really wanted or it wasn't what I really expected. No, if you go into anything with ease and joy, one, you're going to get there faster. And two, you're going to get there and enjoy what you've accomplished, you know? So you're right on target, baby. It's coming. Aaron M. Opportunities to connect with audience in ways that can also make money, financial and professional freedom. Aaron, you and I have not known each other. We've known each other our entire lives. So we've known each other since high school, since the beginning of high school. And you had so much drive then, you know, to show up in the world in a way that was supportive and loving and kind and amazing for other people and promoting. And you were always very real and very conscientious of the people around you. And I adore you. You know, I don't know you now, you know, because we've been 20 years or something. I don't even know. What? No. Oh, God. Am I that old? Let me see. Yeah. Like 20 years since I think I've seen you. And but what's interesting is that just reconnecting with you again, I feel like no time has lapsed. And it's one of those experiences where you just know that you want to do everything that in your power that you can to help someone be successful, because you do that for other people, Erin. And you're an amazing person, beautiful voice, beautiful singer, beautiful speaker. And so, and you've got such great wisdom, great kids, great awarenesses. And so there is no doubt in my mind that your message is meant to just be stuck inside of you. Your message is meant to shine and meant to get out into the world. So I'm just so happy that I get to be a part of that with you, even if it's just a small part, just to kind of get things going. So so you will have those opportunities. They are here. Good things are happening right now. I believe it. Hey, Kelly D, enough cash to pay for 4 tickets to see my family over the holidays. Aw, that's so sweet. And Kelly, you're cool. You're a cool gal. I'm like looking at your posts. I like learning about you. And I believe too that that's definitely here. So it doesn't matter how it comes, right? So does it have to come in cash, or can it just come in tickets? Or can you just somehow see your family? You know, we don't know. We don't know how it needs to all play out. So it can just be, hey, I am open to the universe giving me an opportunity to see my family over the holidays. In whatever way he chooses to make that real for me, I am open to it, because I know that God is always on my side and wants only for my happiness. So it can be easy. It can be effortless. It can be happy. It can be joyful. It can be free. Free, 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 you know, because wouldn't it be cool if you call into a show or something and you win 4 airplane tickets, you know, or what if you just line up with just that right person? They're like, oh, yeah, we have buddy tickets, you know, all the time. Or I get these things because I work for an airline and we're doing a holiday promotion. Like, I could totally see all of that happening. So be open to the possibility that good things can kind of open up for you in that way, where you don't have to have the cash, but you just get away there. You know, that would be neat. I believe it. If it's the right thing for you to be with your family in the holidays, which I believe that that's probably true for most everyone, it will happen and it'll be fun and easy. And Caitlin V. Caitlin, I miss you, honey. she said it was a little bit harder than normal, which is true, because you are such a great manifester and it is really quick off the top of your head. So it's time to just bring everybody back in and just say, okay, you know, she wants to manifest inner peace now. Inner peace. Ah, yes, inner peace. That's what we need. I want everybody just take a couple deep breaths with me, and we're going to make that sound. Ah, just like that. Just ah. Good. One more. Ah, and that felt so good. Another time. Ah, do it, man. I'm telling you, you'll feel good. What that does is sends a signal to your brain that says, everything is okay. We're okay. Everybody's all right. There's nothing wrong. And I'm telling you, when you change that brain physiology, then money comes to you. It happens every time. It's pretty cool. I swear to God, I'm going to get a knock on my door in a minute. Somebody's going to hand me $10. It's going to happen. You think I'm joking. Watch. If it happens, I'm going to probably pee my pants, but whatever. So Caitlin, darling, I'm sending you love and energy and good, peaceful feelings your way. And I miss you. Miss you so much. Lindsay S, passive income and early retirement. I'm going to tell you what, Lindsay, it is very, very possible. You do not have to have a million, 2 million, 3 million, 4 million. I feel like I'm retired. I really do. And it's not because I have a whole bunch of money. you know, that I'm just have at my disposal. I just feel like I'm loving every minute of what I'm doing for the most part. You know, I mean, we still have energetic fluctuations, or we have some stuff going on in the universe. So we have people doing weird stuff or whatever. But for the most part, I feel like I'm already retired. And the only reason why I could say that, you know, that with confidence is because every step of the way that God has said, I want you here, I want you here, I want you here, just following those different impulses has put me into a place where I work 10 hours a week, you know, on the things that make me money, and I have more than enough money, you know. So it's finding out, you know, that balance for you and taking those steps in front of you and having that passive income. But really the main thing is, Lindsay, and I think this is something you already know, is making sure that you have those revenue streams built up, you know, and that you know how to get those passive income pieces. And if you just say, I want passive income, but don't do anything to put energy underneath it, or you don't create anything, then what's going to happen is you're going to go, where's my passive income? So in my mind, there does need to be a little bit of structure around that, but do something that you love. You know, if you like podcasting, if you like doing videos, if you like doing audios, if you like teaching classes, if you like, you know, just remember that you are in control of that. And God says you can do whatever you want, you know, and so do whatever you want. And let's have fun, and let's see how you and I can hook up and create really good things, because you and I have talked a little bit about some stuff as well. So so it's coming. You got this. Kendra D. Kendra, I just think you're the most awesomest. You're the best. You're the best gal ever. You are really, really super real. I love talking to you. I love connecting with you. I love talking about real healer problems. You know, I think we should hashtag healer problems. You know, healer problems are real. I don't know. Whatever I do, the hashtag thing, I get. I don't know. I get silly. But you want to grow your business and be abundant financially and spiritually. No problem. You have got this so – you've got it in your energy very nailed down. You've got it – I can feel that your energy is very nailed down in that and tuned in and tapped in and turned on in that way. So there's no doubt in my mind that that you really do – have that coming to you really, it's going to be really fast. So you are already on target with everything else. You've got all your logistics down. You and I have talked about this. Your logistics are solid, and there's just a couple little things that you're just getting out of your way with right now. And so as soon as you do, it's just going to explode, and it's going to be so effortless and easy and fun. Sulema Bastenis. I got an opportunity to talk to you this past week and do an interview with you last Saturday, and the energy that you bring, I mean, I can even feel it when I talk about you, you know, or when I connect with you energetically. You might even feel this right now, my love for you kind of coming through the airwaves a little bit, but there's something very magical about you and about talking to you and about hearing you and about connecting with you, because you really do have that direct line to source. And there's a lot of everybody, you're all healers. You've got that direct line too. And that's why I love talking to you guys so much. And Sulema does a really good job at helping remind me of my connection to source, because I can feel that at first it's like, oh, wait a minute, this person is tuned in, tapped and turned on, and so am I. And so abundance is already here, and you know it is, and you know how God works, because you are just a beautiful example of that love that he has for us all, and an abundance in all forms is here. And I love how you attract money. It's so cool to listen to you and listen to your stories when you're like, oh, I was wanting this thing. And then I didn't say anything to anyone. And then it ended up on my doorstep. And, you know, and that's just a testimony to your connection to source and how you let God work through you. So that's going to be easy peasy. Angela A, because you have 15 names in your name. And so I'm just going to do your very last name. And Angela, you have such a beautiful energy, and I really love connecting with you when we get a chance to do that, and over Messenger or whatever. But you want clients who can and want to pay for my service. I got to tell you guys, this is like the biggest one that I hear pretty consistently. So I want to make sure that I address this one pretty fully, and I'll do it fully-ish, and then maybe I'm going to create a program, because you guys, this is a big one. There is some beliefs. There's so much belief around people paying and wanting our service, and then paying for our service as healers. This is so big. Oh gosh, this is so hard too, because it's the only reason people don't pay. Well, there's probably a lot of reasons, but one of the reasons they don't pay or don't sign up for whatever you're doing, whether it's you're seeing them individually or you are selling a program or, you know, teaching a class. I'm going to say there's two main reasons. One reason, you're marketing to the wrong people and you don't know who you really want your audience to be. Second reason is that you aren't helping them understand the value of what you're giving to them, what you're going to be providing to them. They don't understand it. So if you can really get pieces nailed down, you're going to be able to have as many clients as you want. And trust me, I've done it. I've seen thousands of people, my husband and I both. We've had a big, big clinic, you know, and it was really amazing. And then I got burned out, but that's okay. That's a story for another time. We're just in the building process, right? So I'm going to teach you how to build it correctly, you know, so you don't get burned out. But which is the whole reason why I made this group, I'm telling you. So the first one is you got to know who your audience is. If you're trying to sell to a bunch of other healers that already do what you do, that's not going to work. It will a little bit, you know, if you're going at a deeper level of what that healer might want, but they might not want healing services because they believe that they're already connected up with source and they already know how to help themselves. Just like you already know how to help yourself. So if you're just looking for people that are lateral to you, that's probably not the right audience. So it's important to find out exactly, precisely who these people are. Then also value. So it's important that you do some kind of intake or discovery session or something like that to help answer any objections to them coming to see you or paying money for your service. This is the number one thing that I learned, is that I had to be able to objection to my service. I needed to answer the money objection. I needed to answer the time objection. I needed to answer the location objection. I needed to answer the objection, well, is this guaranteed? I needed to answer the question of, well, are you going to make me be different? Or, you know, are you going to make me cluck like a chicken? Are you going to, you know, I needed to answer everything, you know, everything. And so you want to go through and find out what all of those objections are. And the way you do your research right now is that if you already have had clients that came in, got a little bit of service, left and didn't come back, remember what their objections were and then answer those objections. So two main pieces: know who you are serving, because they need to also have money to be able to pay for your service. And there is a way to find that out. And then also to being able to help them know what they will be getting without making a guarantee. And that is a very tricky piece, because we don't know what God has in store for them. It's none of our business. You know, really, you know, it's just that we're showing up and delivering the message. So Keep those two things in mind, Angela. But know this too, that just asking that question, you just opened up an entire big fat can of worms for a whole bunch of healers that needed that question to be asked or just need that for themselves, you know? And then also looking at different things like confidence and being able to step in your power and making sure that you remember that you are the authority and you are the expert and setting yourself as that expert. There's just so much around this, and I'm so grateful that you did this with us, Angela, because it's going to be absolutely amazing for you. Things are going to open up really quick for you. I believe it, because you have that spark that I was talking about earlier. You have that energy. You have that life. I can see it in your Facebook picture, and I can see it and feel it from you. And so it's right there. It's right there. I love it. Wendy Lynn, Wendy, a career centered around speaking and teaching my work that provides more than enough money to support my family and allows me to continue writing and growing. And I'm going to tell you what, that is the most concise, most amazing and specific thing that I think anybody has ever asked for ever. And so I'm going to tell you what, I know you've got a lot going on right now with CYL, but there is no doubt in my mind, again, I say this all the time. I said this like, I don't know, 20 times now. There's no doubt in my mind. There's no doubt in my mind. Because right when Jesus went up to a leper and said, he didn't go, well, yeah, you're kind of screwed up. No, he said, I have no doubt. I have no doubt. You know, you're healed. Look at you. Look at yourself. Go look at yourself. You're all done. You're better. Everything's fine. You know, and I see that and feel that with you, Wendy, because you are so amazing. I adore you. I love being in your presence. I know that you have a message and you are strong in your message and you're clear in your message and you're so forgiving and so honest at the same time. People need what you have. They need what you have, and they need to connect with somebody like you, because you are so real and you are so consistent and you are so clear. And in that, you just have so many good things going for you as it is, that to me, it's a no-brainer that all that you want to teach and that message that you're wanting to provide and all of those things are going to come forward and come through you so effortlessly. And then naturally the money comes with it, because money loves courage. Money loves compassion. Money loves connection. Money loves messages. You know, so you have this already here, and I'm so excited. And I'm so excited that I get to be around you for 4 days coming up with Celebrate Your Life. So we are just continuing to harmonize this energy. Can you feel it, guys? Just let yourself harmonize with this energy. Let yourself feel it growing more and more and more and more. And Linda B, continue to grow my business by adding more clients that I can help. And I can hear the thread of wanting to, I can feel this wanting through this thread of this entire energetic piece here, this entire piece, it speaks to, and this is what I feel in my heart, each and every one of you, is just this desire to give, this desire to give and to create and allow your voice to be heard and get your message out there and connect with more people. And that is exactly what we need right now. We need you. We need you all to step into your power right this minute. We need you to be that shining bright light that you are. We need you. We need you. And so having the courage just to put out there, this is what I want to manifest. I want a whole bunch of clients. I want a whole bunch of money. I want a brand new house. I want a beautiful new car. I want people to be enthralled and excited about the messages I'm providing. I want to be free from the confines of a daily grind. I want to retire early, but because I'm creating money hand over fist and it's so easy and it's so fun and good things are happening to me and good people are in my life and I just am enamored with the experience of creating compassion and letting that ripple out through the entire world and galaxy and universe and beyond. And you are doing that. just by asking these questions, just by showing up to this recording or showing up to this live show or showing up, that love is coming to you, that experience is coming to you, that friendship is coming to you, that money is coming to you. And can you feel it? Take a moment, take a breath, feel into the experience of it, feel into the knowing of it. You've got this. Oh my gosh, I can't even tell you how overwhelmed with excitement that I am for you. And as you create it, throw this stuff out there. Throw this stuff out there on our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/healershelp. I want to hear from you. I want to know about you. I want you to message me. I want you to connect with me. And so we'll take another good deep breath. Let us kind of move into that feeling of harmonizing and connecting with the energy of all that is, that holds galaxies together. You are a healer. You are graceful. You are gracious. You are lovable. All the things that you need right now to be as successful as you ever want to be. No person, place, or condition is your source. You have all that you need right now. Take that energy into your day for the rest of the day, into your weekend, into the next week, into the next month, and see the magical things that happen. I am so blessed that you are a part of my life. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, universe. Thank you, God. Thank you, source energy. Thank you, people, friends. And thank you all for just participating in our group and being a part of our family. I am so grateful for you. I hope that you all have a fantastic and amazing, wonderful, and empowered life experience. I believe in you. Keep shining.
This is Healers Helping Healers radio show. Thanks for listening.